In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Where I am going, you cannot come. Why not? Where are you going, Lord? Why can't we come? We want to go with you. We want to be wherever you are. We love you. Please don't tell us we can't come. Please don't depart from us. We want to follow you wherever you lead us. No, fellas, you really don't. You do not want to go where Jesus is going. He is going to the cross. And on his way to the cross, he must go through nothing short of torture. You really don't want to follow him on the journey he is about to make. The Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrow, is not desirous for you. You do not know what you're saying. Furthermore, you simply can't go this way. It's his way and his way alone to go. Only he can make this journey, for only he is perfect and free from sin. Only he can offer the perfect sacrifice pleasing to God. He is the unblemished Lamb of God. And only his perfect and innocent body and blood can make atonement for the sin of the world. You don't want to go with him, and even if you did, you can't go with him. This burden is his alone to bear. It's why he came into the world, to die at the appointed time for the ungodly, to die at the appointed time for you. Soon, very soon, you'll understand. It will all be made clear to you, and you'll see why you couldn't go with Jesus to the cross. In fact, it will be made so clear to you that you'll be empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach Christ crucified throughout the world. And even though you think your Lord is holding out on you now, you'll understand later that his telling you that you could not go with him was motivated by his deep love for you. For God shows his love for you, brothers, indeed for the whole world, in that while you and everyone were still sinners, Christ died for you and all people. Oh no, dear brothers, you can't go with Jesus now, but you will follow him later. You too will go travel the way of sorrows, the Via Dolorosa. Peter, you do not know it, but you speak the truth. You will lay down your life for Jesus. So will your brothers with you. The blood you shed and the death you die, however, will not make atonement for the sin of the world, nor even for your own sins. Only Jesus' blood does that. Your blood, your death, will simply bear witness to the blood of the one who died in your place for your sins. Your blood, your death, will serve to make the good confession of the faith and will stand as a testimony of your faith for all believers until the last day. Jesus will use your blood and your death to build his holy church, which he establishes with his blood and death. So, you will get your wish, dear brothers, although not in the manner you suppose. Dear friends in Christ, what is true for the disciples is true for you. You do not want to go to Calvary with Jesus, nor can you. More to the point, the good news is that you don't have to go that way. Jesus goes to the cross in your place. He goes so that you don't have to go, so that you don't have to pay the price necessary to atone for your sins and reconcile you to the Father. He goes to pay that price in full with his body and blood. So it is that all who wish to supplement Jesus' work on Calvary with their own works to bring about their salvation make a mockery of his perfect once-for-all sacrifice on the cross. Anyone who believes that Jesus did his part and now it's up to us to do our part is stuck in that upper room with those confused disciples on the night when our Lord was betrayed. They want to go with Jesus and help him to accomplish their salvation. They fail to realize that Jesus came to accomplish their salvation in full, all by his lonesome. And what he came to do, he did. Our salvation is complete. It is finished. He did all the work necessary. It's not our way to assist him in this. We can't. He must go this way alone. And so he has. Our way, then, is to follow in the footsteps of the disciples, making the good confession of the faith by clinging to Christ crucified for us with a steadfast willingness to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from the faith. Our way is to proclaim Christ crucified to all who will hear us so that they too might receive the eternal blessings we have received through faith in Him. Our way is to love one another just as He loved us, so that people will know that we are His disciples. Our way is to daily repent of our sinfulness, ever clinging in faith to the One who won forgiveness, life, and salvation for us with His sacrificial death on the cross in our place. Our way is to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. Our way, dear friends, is not to assist Jesus in our salvation, which is quite impossible, but to receive the salvation He accomplished for us and to live out that salvation in steadfast faith. And by the eternal blessings of grace upon grace, we are not left alone to live out our way in the Christian faith. Neither were the disciples. The same Lord Jesus who went the way of sorrows to the cross in our place promises to be with us always. And so, He is. He is with us here in His holy house, and not merely in some abstract way, but really, tangibly, physically here with us. Here in His Word, and here in the Blessed Sacrament. Here to forgive you. Here to strengthen and preserve your faith. Here to strengthen you that you may face whatever crosses lie before you in the wilderness of this world. Here to empower you by the gospel to make the good confession of the faith when called upon to do so. Here to fill you with His love that you might obey His command to love one another. Thus, we most certainly rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation, through whom we have access to the throne of grace, through whom we have become the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, privileged to receive the steadfast love of the Lord and to dwell in the great goodness of His holy house forever. All glory, honor, and praise be to God our Father and to His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, now and forever. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.